to be given pleasure in exchange for semen expelled, for sperm gushed forth. A creature made for such a purpose, built for such a purpose, to extract, to utilize semen and the energy stored therein, perhaps parasitically benefiting from the sperm and also from the level of sexual frustration and desire tied to the particular penis and testes in question. A creature that will derive the sustenance however it must, made for such a purpose so that its skill will increase as it feeds on a given subject. Visualize our subject here, a regular food source for a creature born to simply attach to an unaware, pent-up penis and then milk it while one is asleep. The victim, awakening with their testes empty and no clear sign of what's happened. No clear way to know why intense pleasure and the reverie of wet dreams have visited them that night. Because of a visitation from something which can attune itself to the sleep of the host, the one being fed from. And because it is attuned, it will know just how to keep the sperm donor asleep, keep them docile and subdued, help them relax, while also feeling intense pleasure as their testes are tormented, their penis pumped, and their mind filled with the pleasure of desiring ejaculation, climax, the expulsion of their sperm. And just how much pleasure could come from something that got better and better at harvesting its food source after every visit, if after each visit it became more proficient in applying vacuum-sealed masturbatory suction and testicle teasing and tormenting massage to bring out the best ejaculation possible. What would such a creature be? It's surprising just how much pleasure and just how many events can occur without the food source even waking up. If a wet sleeve, a roaming instrumentality of pleasure, made to extract semen from testes through delivering pleasure to the penis, were so subtle, so quiet, so flawless, that the host would keep sleeping even while the wet, squeezing, warm, transparent penis sleeve perfectly wrapped around and started edging toward expelling sperm, coming hard in ejaculation, moving independently to bring pleasure and eventually orgasm, ending in the expulsion of thick ropes of seed. Sperm, which is its sustenance, but also the delicious reward of the creature, is to bring pleasure to unknowing and very, very horny sets of testes, penis, seminal vessels, all the parts it focuses on, which produce and then expel through ejaculation. And it does tease every part of the penis deliciously, perfectly. That wet sleeve sucking the underside of the head, flicking the frenulum, rubbing over. Pre-ejaculatory fluid is soaked up, but it's the real sperm squirting out in waves, filling it up, that the creature craves. Semen spurting to paint the insides of the sleeve-like organism, clear, transparent, nearly invisible except clearly felt until the inside is painted with sperm. Painting within it, as one's tormented balls would empty. That is the fate of those who indulge in long chastity and draw the attention of such creatures, drawing them out to wrap around one's penis,